The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management. Good afternoon and welcome to Family First with five-time author and top speaker Randy Rolfe. Your family may be facing a variety of issues that you'd like addressed. No two families in the world face identical problems, but Randy has seen almost all of the difficulties families today face, and she and her expert guests have the answers that you seek. Now, here is your host, Randy Rolfe.
Hello and welcome to Family First. I'm your host, Randy Rolfe, and today we have a very important topic, as usual, but very interesting as well. At least half of our nation's by the high cost and stress on family members of completing the divorce process is legendary, especially if the process involves litigation or adversarial hearings. Is there another way? My guest this week on Family First is Crispino M. Pastore, Esquire, whose mission is to help his clients avoid costly and destructive litigation. He founded the Mainline Family Law Center in 2011, together with his wife, Sharon Pastore, after his years of conventional family law practice left him feeling that his hands were constantly tied as he witnessed the destructive nature of the litigation process for people going through divorce. He now employs a uniquely integrated approach, which I'm excited to share with you all, to assist clients in resolving their separation and divorce matters. Using expert divorce and parenting mediators, life coaches, therapists, and financial planners, he can assure his clients that their settlements will be fair and reasonable while ensuring that all their rights and interests are protected, but in a much healthier way. Chris Pastore brings to his practice over 18 years of legal experience and perspective. A graduate of Villanova Law School, where I also graduated, so this is fun. He has previously represented private family law clients in all phases of domestic law litigation, from child and spousal support to alimony, custody matters, equitable distribution, protection from abuse, and adoption matters, and more. When Mr. Pastore discovered a better way to help his separating and divorcing clients, he dedicated his career exclusively to mediation. He served as managing attorney for a prominent regional divorce mediation firm where he personally handled hundreds of mediation cases while being responsible for hiring, training, managing, and inspiring a team of attorney mediators. Now, as co-founder of Mainline Family Law Center and its attorney mediator, the goal of his practice is not only to assist his clients with these same principles in mind, but to revolutionize this area of practice by generating widespread economic awareness, community awareness of the great value of mediation in the divorce process. So welcome to Family First, Chris.
Thank you, Randy, and it's a distinct honor and pleasure to be on your great radio show.
Oh, great. Thank you. So I just want to ask at the beginning, when people become attorneys, not all of them choose to go into the divorce field. It's a tough field and a lot of adversarial feelings. So what first got you interested in handling divorce cases?
Well, you know, Randy, it's a great question. It's one I get all the time. Certainly, as many of us know, how divorce cases go, I think it takes a certain type, a certain character, a certain breed of attorney to be able to represent these types of clients, which many times they're really faced with some of the worst circumstances that they'll ever face in their entire life. So you're really many times catching a client, at their most down moment, and So what I was drawn to, Randy, initially was to really to help these folks through a terrible time in many cases. To be able to offer that type of support and compassion, legal guidance, and, you know, zealous representation in court when it was necessary, to really help them to assert their rights in court, you know, and what was right for the particular case. So initially that's what drew me to the practice of divorce law, not to mention the diverse nature of a divorce case, which really touches on many different aspects of life. So it's a great challenge to be able to get involved in all those areas and to help a client in so many different ways, not only to navigate a divorce, but also to plan for their future and the future of their families, both financially, emotionally, and otherwise.
Yeah, certainly divorce touches every area of life, from finances to children to where are you going to live. And compassion's not something you hear a lot in divorce court. So it sounds like you were really drawn to it. So tell us a story of how you discovered how beneficial mediation could be for these people.
Well, Randy, I'll give you the shorter story, but it was really a gradual process for me where I spent a number of years as part of the litigation process. And although I was enjoying the challenge of going to court and representing clients in that capacity, it occurred to me that, you know, there was something not right compatible with my particular character and skills. And I began to notice that for most of the cases that I had, it was really not necessary to spend two or more years locked in a court battle and grappling over every issue imaginable, where I clearly saw that there was a simpler, faster, easier, more efficient, and a better way to tackle a particular issue. And then I, you know, caught wind of the idea of mediation. And once I did, and I was able to begin representing clients in that way, then that's when everything all changed for me, and my career took a turn at that point.
I've always been fascinated with mediation, and if I hadn't quit law practice in the late 80s, I would have looked into it myself, because mm-hmm. our court systems have become so overloaded with the time lead and the technicalities, and not that they're not important, but they just take so much time.
Yes.
And mediation is a step before you get into that completely adversarial court battle. So I think it's wonderful you really took it by the horns.
Yes.
So what motivated you now to go out on your own and create your mainline family law center?
Well, Randy, first, you know, to really venture out on your own, no matter what you're doing, you have to have a passion for what you do. So really begins there. It begins with a true passion for the divorce law and for representing clients in this capacity. And of course, it took me, you know, several years to find it and come to that realization. But now, you know, I'm finally here. Actually, as of 2007, that was when I began to do this exclusively and nothing else. You know, to strike out on your own, I began to see a great need, not only in my area, but throughout the whole country, for this type of service. And really, I began to see that the problem was that there was a lack of awareness by the divorcing client of this type of option. And that once they became aware of it, you would always be met with the same reaction, and that was, geez, I wish I would have known about this sooner. I wish a family member would have known about this sooner. A friend of mine would have known about this sooner. We could have helped them. So it's the kind of thing that once people become aware that they have another option, then, you know, it becomes a natural fit for many clients.
Yeah, I can imagine. So what do you think is the biggest burden on couples today ending their marriage?
Well, geez, we could probably do a whole other show on that, but
sure.
In my perspective, in my experience, I think nowadays the biggest burden is just, you know, living life in our new global economy. You know, I like to see, you know, you hate to refer to one single event, but I like to look at it as sort of the post 9/11 generation. But really, everything changed in our world, and the field of divorce law was very much impacted by all that, as many other areas of life. So that, you know, after this event, you know, with the economic downturns, you know, and it really affected family life in a lot of ways, you know. So with economic stresses at home, this puts a lot of stress and burden on a marital relationship. And you find that, unfortunately, as a result, you know, many of them just cannot withstand the pressures. And it's not just financial and economic, but just in general, just the way, you know, our way of life has changed over the past 10, 12 years.
That's interesting. I know it's been said for many years that the difference where if there's a misunderstanding or lack of communication,
it shows up most often when you're paying the bills or not paying the bills, and it might be a difference of a couple hundred a month that can make the difference between people being able to hang in there and just saying, screw it, I'm finished.
So that
extra economic pressure you've seen has really exacerbated the issues with divorce.
It really has, and as you point out, Randy, it might just be, we're not talking about, you know, it could be a couple hundred dollars a month, as you're saying, and that could be enough to put a couple over the edge, you know, and you know, compounded with other issues that maybe are going on, you know, then you know. Before you know it, you're in divorce court, and now what do we do? You know?
Exactly. So, what do you think are the biggest myths out there about the divorce process?
Well, there's a number of them, and I would say, first off, we actually have a published article on our website on myhealthydivorce.com. It's myhealthydivorce.com, where we have an article that exposes 11 different myths of divorce mediation.
Great, and
it's a free download if your listeners would want to go on and download that. It's very informative. But just to pick a few off of that list, and a couple that come up very often, and that is that, you know, typically you might hear clients that come to my mediation consults will say, am I going to be able to get a fair shake in mediation? Am I going to be fully protected in mediation? And there's this great myth going out there, and it has perpetuated for years, and that is that the only way to get real justice in a divorce case is to get the meanest, the loudest, the most aggressive attorney, money can buy and must go to court and get justice. But really we find nowadays, in modern divorces, just the opposite is true many times. And in the mediation process, what our clients don't realize until they come to learn, and that is that they're going to have just as much legal protection by this process as they would in going to court, without all the adversarial process going on. They're actually going to be able to sit down and communicate more effectively with their spouse during this process. So that's a big myth right there.
Yes, that's huge, because people do think, when the spouse gets some attorney that's famous for fighting till the death, then they feel they have to go get an equally expensive, loud attorney and end up spending all their money fighting each other when something like a mediation could have resolved it.
That's right. And resolve it much more quickly, Randy. You know, 3 to 6 months is our, you know, the average time it takes for us to have everything wrapped up, you know, from soup to nuts. versus in Pennsylvania, at least, you know, a minimum of 2 years or more in a contested divorce.
Wow, big difference,
yes.
And a lot less stress.
Yes, that goes without saying.
Yes. So what's another myth that we can burst here?
Sure. A myth that we see all the time, and a lot of times spouses will come into mediation and there is some type of power imbalance in the sense that during the marriage, let's say, one spouse handled all the finances and really kept the other spouse pretty much in the dark. You know, so this idea of mistrust that, you know, my spouse may be hiding assets. You know, you hear about this all the time. And the way we conduct our programs, and we make it very clear to clients up front that we have to have complete and voluntary disclosure of everything up front. So everything that we have must come out on the table. You know, all our cards must come out on the table. This is exactly what I tell them. And, you know, and we identify up front. And if I sense that there is some type of a power imbalance, let's say one spouse feels intimidated by their spouse because they handle all the finances and they feel like they're going to come to mediation and get railroaded by the process. That's not in actuality what happens, because everybody starts on a clean slate. Okay? And we also prepare couples before they come to the mediation table for this type of thing. So we have, they can, for example, they can work with divorce and life coaches on our team to help a client work with those issues. So, you know, how can I be better prepared to speak to my spouse in the mediation room? How can I be better prepared to stick up for myself, to ask for what I really want in that room, okay, and to do it assertively, but not in an arrogant way, but you do it politely and assertive at the same time and respectful of your spouse. So everyone comes in on a clean slate, and, you know, everyone's treated the same way in there, and if there's any power imbalances, we do everything in our power to sort of equal the playing field, so to speak, when they start the program.
That makes so much sense. So you really prepare them, and you notice if there's a power imbalance so that you can help each partner learn to be more present, more willing to contribute to the process.
Yes.
That's
yes.
Really sounds important. So we're coming upon a break, and I want to talk about what that process looks like and how it affects the children and how you introduce it initially to couples to try to yes. help people feel comfortable with it. And just before the break, I want to mention that I'm looking for support and sponsors for the show. And we have 47,000 listeners every month. So listeners, please consider becoming friends of Family First. And I'm running a campaign which closes in just a week on the crowdsourcing website called Indiegogo, and let me give you that link. It's www.indiegogo.com. That's IndieGogo.com. And I have all kinds of great thank you gifts there for contributions starting at $6 all the way up. So if you would like to become a friend of Family First, if you like our programming and you want to help us continue, please go there. Thanks. And we're speaking with Chris Pastore, an attorney who has founded the Mainline Family Law Center in Pennsylvania. And we are talking about how to have a healthier divorce and how to use mediation instead of angry court battles and adversarial kinds of setups, but rather much quicker, easier, and less stressful and the more effective process. So stay tuned, and we'll be talking more with Chris Pastore.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
What if thinking just a little bit differently about your daughter could make her more respectful, a better student, or less vulnerable to peer pressure? What if a few simple changes in your words with your son could make him more responsible, a better listener, or more fun? Five-time author and dynamic speaker Randy Rolfe has answers to your questions about family matters. Whether it's your kids, parents, schools, health and diet issues, finances, or life balance, Randy can help you. The World Ambassador for Family, Randy Rolfe has been helping families since 1985 to minimize the stress and heartache of modern living. To access some great and free downloadable tools, to get one of her internationally acclaimed books, or to have her inspire and excite your next event as your featured speaker, go to www.randyrolfe.com. That's RandyRolfe.com. Your family will thank you.
Hi, I'm Neil Haley, host of the Total Education Network. We're the only education talk show that airs shows 7 days a week on different stations. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org to learn about the exciting shows coming to the network. The show brings the total education experience. We interview interesting guests, have lively debates, and provide news, and provide tips for parents. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org for more information. Remember, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators, TotalTutor.org.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Family First with your host, Randy Rolfe. To speak to Randy or her guests, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to randyrolfe@randyrolfe.com. Now, back to Family First.
Welcome back to Family First. We're talking about making divorce a healthier process. And I've always been focused on preventing problems and becoming aware and informed before problems get out of hand. But sometimes marriages do need to break and then as a horrible process, keeping it as healthy and constructive as possible. And my guest today does exactly that. Attorney Chris Pastore. He has founded the Mainline Family Law Center in Pennsylvania. After 18 years of legal practice and working with hundreds of clients in mediation, and he formed this center to really focus on the best aspects of that and include a lot of ancillary services like life coaches, therapists, financial planners, parenting courses, and so on. So it's delightful to be speaking with you today, Chris.
Yes, and likewise, Randy.
So we've been talking about how the mediation process compares with typical litigation, and I wanted to talk about the process that you actually take a couple through. How do you go about interesting couples in the first place in a non-litigation approach?
Sure. Well, Randy, it really all begins with, as we said earlier before the break, about generating more awareness of it so that more and more people can become aware of this option. And we do that through offering a number of different programs, workshops, seminars, and they're all listed on our website, as Randy, as you alluded to earlier, events that we conduct, that we participate in. So about awareness, first of all. And once they find out, you know, typically, you know, you'll get a phone call from a client that will, you know, say that they're thinking of ending their marriage and they heard about mediation and they'd like to know more about it and how it works. You know, so that's where really it all starts, and through that initial phone call. And in that phone call, you know, I'll talk to them in depth about, you know, what it is, how it works. And how mediation is an opportunity for spouses really to create their own divorce agreement without the intervention of the courts, judges, and attorneys that are going to be making decisions for you. In this process, you have the opportunity to, be the architects of your own agreement, your own divorce case, where you make all the decisions through the help and guidance of an integrated team of mediators and other professionals. So that's how I introduce the idea of mediation to them, what it is, and how it can best work for them and their needs.
That sounds great. So if someone calls, they can really get their questions answered before they commit to the mediation process. Is that right?
Yes, and I'm more than happy to do that because there are a lot of questions that are generated, because this is not, although it's becoming much, much more mainstream, I will say nowadays, but still, there are many, many out there that haven't heard of it or just maybe have touched upon it that need to know more about what it is. Because you need, like anything else, you need to know what it is before you can decide, is this right for me? You know, so I'm more than happy to answer questions when clients call in.
And many people may have the impression from the TV shows that it's always a drama and painful for everyone involved. So knowing that there's a different option is so exciting. And of course, I imagine many of the questions are based on some of the myths we discussed earlier.
Yeah.
That the other side's going to be keeping secrets about their financial holdings, or they're not going to get a fair shake unless they have some an attorney that yells at the other side.
Yeah.
So how do the costs compare? This is like we mentioned earlier, economics is a big deal now, especially for families. How do the costs compare to going to court?
Mm-hmm. Actually, Randy, one of the reasons why divorce mediation has become such a popular option and becoming more and more popular is because of the economic realities of our changing times and our new economy. So that we know, some of us know because they either went through it or had a friend or relative that went through it, that when you decide to submit to the litigation process, the fees, the cost of a divorce is entirely unpredictable. You don't know how long it's going to go. You don't know how long it's going to last. And there's really, you don't know what you're going to be in for. So I always tell clients in our area, in the courts in our area in Pennsylvania, the typical divorce case, even in the most uncontested of cases, is going to run you anywhere from $30,000 to $40,000 to $50,000, anywhere in that range, typically, in a contested divorce. And then I tell them that the more they fight, the higher up that number goes. And it's really unfortunate, of course, as I said earlier, because a lot of that can be avoided. It really can. When they come to mediation, the costs are considerably less. I mean, a small fraction of what you're going to spend when you go to court. The reason why that is because, number one, the efficiency of this process, 3 to 6 months. We can move through quickly, efficiently, and at least in our program, our clients are not subject ever to attorneys' hourly rates. So that whatever programs we offer are on a flat fee basis. So this is designed to contain the client's costs, keeping their legal fees down, so that they don't have to worry during this process, oh my God, I have a question for my attorney mediator and I'm on the clock, so I better make it quick. So they have unlimited access to the professionals in our program for a flat fee cost, and they don't have to worry about the idea of an hourly rate and being on the clock. So in the end, they are saving really thousands and thousands of dollars, and doing it in a much more peaceable, amicable, and a more efficient way.
That's really great, because not knowing how it may balloon in the litigation process can be a whole nother stress on the family's finances and on the emotional state of the individuals. If they have a flat fee, then that's to the side. They know what they're up for financially. So I want to move on now to the how the process affects children. Of course, being so focused on parenting, divorce and litigation, and I've seen it in families, can be horrendous for the children, especially if it lasts 2 or 3 years. So how does your mediation process compare as far as the children involved?
Sure. Well, Randy, as you said, you know, the litigated divorces, and especially the highly emotionally charged divorces when children are involved, can really take a huge toll on the children's mental, emotional state of mind and well-being. In mediation, it's our great value, our first value that we stress, and that is that when you're coming to mediation and you have children, we have to be able to place their best interests first in the process. Not that the couple's interests aren't important and subordinate to that, but of course their rights and interests are important too, but let's start with the children. Now, in mediation, children never have to get involved in anything, so they're never involved in the process at all. In fact, nobody has to go to court at all. Everything is done behind closed doors. We work everything out. Children are not part of that process. They never have to go to court. No one ever has to appear before a judge, you know, which can be awfully intimidating during a divorce process. And as part of the children's aspect of the program, we offer what we call parenting mediation sessions. So with our particular firm, we have a parenting mediator that we use. Sandy Scher is her name. She's an absolutely wonderful mediator who works with us. And the great thing about her is that she has close to 30 years background and experience in mediating all types of family conflicts in a therapeutic setting. So that these folks, when the clients come and meet with her, she's not going to be offering them therapy, but she's going to be offering them the opportunity to mediate all the parenting issues, such as legal and physical custody, the physical schedule, sharing of all that time, occasions, birthdays, vacations with the children, and all those things that need to be resolved in a custody agreement. She will help them to resolve those during the course of the parenting mediation session. But to have somebody with her background to be able to offer that is especially rewarding to the clients because she understands about the family dynamic and what everybody's going through. Sometimes an attorney may not have an appreciation of that. I know that I don't many times in private practice because you're too busy wrapped up in winning for your client that you lose sight of these important family dynamics that need to be considered. So that's what they're going to get with the parenting mediation.
I can see that if in a hotly contested kind of litigation, it may take years for the spouses to, they'll play out their hurt and their emotion in those negotiations around parenting and custody and schedules and holidays. But if they're able to reach the divorce settlement in a more mediated, quieter, more respectful way, then the parenting issues would be easier as well. So that they're avoiding this kind of vicious cycle of emotional intensity, I think. That makes so much sense. And I know at least one family where it basically ruined the young girl's life to have to testify in court. She was 12 years old and had to testify. I don't even remember which spouse she was testifying against, but it was horrible. And to avoid that is worth an awful lot. And I also think I'm a big advocate of modeling, that kids learn from what we do. And if the parents can reach an agreement together by working together, that is a great model for the child that you don't have to come to virtual blows to get your needs filled. You can work together. So that's very powerful, I think.
There's no question. And mediation affords us that opportunity and to really give us a sense of accomplishment when we're done and we've negotiated our own agreement on our own terms. And, you know, when you have children that are old enough to realize and appreciate what their parents have done and how it has benefited them too, they're very oftentimes appreciative and very proud of their parents for doing that. And that has the effect of uniting families even after separation and divorce rather than tearing them apart, as the litigation process can often do.
Oh, that sounds really good. I think that's sounds like a really important point, that it's not just avoiding the downside of litigation and the long drawn out drama, but actual real positive effect that people wouldn't ordinarily expect of feeling that they did something good and the kids are protected and that the family was able to resolve their differences in a way that's going to give everybody a good start for the future.
Yes.
That's very powerful. So how do you handle you still handle all those legal issues of custody and protective orders and that kind of thing that does require legal documents? I mean, you're finishing the process as needed in the law, I take it.
Yes.
And so can you expand on that a bit?
Sure. You know, Randy, again, and this gets back to one of the other myths in our document, our 11 myths document, that when folks, you know, couples come to mediation, that in the end they're not going to get anything that's legally binding, and that's just simply not true. Because when they come to our program, the way that works is initially with the parenting session and the parenting plan, they're going to get a written parenting plan that will get incorporated with the rest of the marital settlement agreement. So they do that first. So we take care of the parenting first, and then my part of the program is to help them with the financial settlement. So they'll work with me with those issues, and help them achieve a fair and reasonable financial settlement of the financial estate. And then we prepare the entire marital settlement agreement for them. I personally will prepare that draft, in which we include the parenting plan in there. And once they have something that they're satisfied with, they've reviewed it, perhaps they've used an outside counsel to help them review the agreement, which they have the option to do, then they sign it, and now we have a legally binding contract, which we can present before the court. If the couple is seeking a divorce, and a divorce judge will review the agreement and sign off on the divorce decree, and now we have a legally enforceable court order as a result of our mediation program.
Great. That so they get the whole process completed, and they're just as bound as if they'd fought for 3 years.
Yes, in one service. Yeah.
Good. We're coming up on a break, but I want to ask a couple more questions. What would be the first step in the process? Well, we've already talked about that. If a wife calls to find out what you would do for her family, we've already talked a little bit about that, that you would answer her questions, tell her what it involves. And so what happens if the one spouse wants to do it and the other spouse doesn't?
Yeah. Very important point, Randy. And you know, this comes up in our practice. And I always tell that the one spouse that calls, I tell them, you know, what's necessary for a successful mediation, what does it take? And a very important part of what it takes is for both spouses to be completely on board. In other words, they have to be in the same place. In other words, they have to be of the same mind that, you know, the marriage is over. You know, maybe they've tried years of therapy and unfortunately things didn't work out. But they have to be of a similar mindset that the marriage is over. Because we don't always get that. We always get one spouse who says, well, I'm done, I'm finished. But the other is still hanging on to hope. And in that case, I will certainly, as far as I'm concerned, that case is premature for mediation, because you have to have both spouses ready.
I'm going to have to stop you there, Chris, because we're up on a break. But we will be back talking about what do we do when one spouse wants to mediate and the other's not ready.
Sure.
Learn more. Live better. Voice America Health and Wellness.
What if thinking just a little bit differently about your daughter could make her more respectful, a better student, or less vulnerable to peer pressure? What if a few simple changes in your words with your son could make him more responsible, a better listener, or more fun? Five-time author and dynamic speaker Randy Rolfe has answers to your questions about family matters, whether it's your kids, parents, schools, health and diet issues, finances, or life balance. Randy can help you. The World Ambassador for Family, Randy Rolfe has been helping families since 1985 to minimize the stress and heartache of modern living. To access some great and free downloadable tools, to get one of her internationally acclaimed books, or to have her inspire and excite your next event as your featured speaker, go to www.randyrolfe.com. That's RandyRolfe.com. Your family will thank you.
Hi, I'm Neil Haley, host of the Total Education Network. We're the only education talk show that airs shows 7 days a week on different stations. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org to learn about the exciting shows coming to the network. The show brings the total education experience. We interview interesting guests, have lively debates, and provide news and provide tips for parents. Please go to my website at TotalTutor.org for more information. Remember, the talk shop for teachers, parents, and administrators, TotalTutor.org.
Opinions, options, answers. You're listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
You're tuned in to Family First with your host, Randy Rolfe. To speak to Randy or her guests, please call 1-866-472-5792. That's 1-866-472-5792. You may also send an email to randyrolfe@randyrolfe.com. Now, back to Family First.
Welcome back. We're talking about making divorce a healthier process with attorney Chris Pastore, who founded the Mainline Family Law Center, and he's shared some great descriptions of what it takes to avoid dramatic adversarial litigation for separation and divorce, and how it actually can be a very positive process to come to an agreement that you have control over. You've made your own decisions. You've kept your children and your finances protected, and very, very effective process. So, Chris, I wanted to talk some more about how you've managed your practice now. Your wife is very much involved in the outreach and education, and so I wanted to talk a bit more about that. You have several locations, so you can be local and offer your mediation services and ancillary services in many locations around the Philadelphia area. Is that right?
That's correct, in 7 different locations.
That's great. And how did your wife get involved? She's not an attorney, but she's a excellent marketer and educator, I understand.
Well, you know, Randy, she's not an attorney, but she's everything else, I'll tell you. when this originally started, the plan was for me to initiate this practice, and she would sort of help me, you know, get the website up and running and help with a little bit of the outreach, generate some awareness so that the firm could get on its feet and up and running. But along the way, Randy, I discovered that her talents and her skills were so great for what we needed that she now, you can't do without her. She has a firm position in our firm, and she's really, if you look at our website and all the design and all the programs that we offer, she's really the brains behind all of that, the driving force behind all that. Certainly couldn't be done without her.
That's great. I know there's so many different programs listed on your website. Can you give that website out?
Sure,
Chris.
It's www.myhealthydivorce.com. www.myhealthydivorce.com.
That's a great concept. It should grab people's attention.
Yeah.
So have other attorneys asked you, you know, what's it like to be really focused on the mediation process?
Yes, all the time. And you know, it's funny. I was recently doing an attorney panel seminar locally here in our area, and there were a couple of attorneys on the panel that I had not had the pleasure to meet before. And when they found out what I was doing, they turned over to their colleague and they said, geez, why in the heck are we not doing this? I think it's something that, as I said, is becoming more and more popular. And I think attorneys are rethinking the way, as a result of this, rethinking the way that they're approaching their own divorce practice. And they're becoming more and more convinced that there is a better way. And it's not just about billables and, you know, making money, but because that's really a facade, because, you know, the most attorneys I know are more interested in streamlining a divorce case. They, you know, it becomes less of a headache for them as well. You know, if they can have a case move through fairly smoothly, that's much more satisfying to the attorney who litigates divorces, in my experience.
Plus, I think in the long run, they will get more referrals if their clients think it was a process that made sense and wasn't too painful.
There's no question. There's no question. But, you know, I always say many times, you know, divorce attorneys are really saved by that. And it's not the misconception. It's not the attorneys. It's the process itself that needs to be overhauled, in my opinion. And there are efforts that are being made in the courts to do that, but I think more efforts need to be made.
For sure. I want to talk about the two extremes now. If you have a couple that they're sitting in the mediation room and it just obviously isn't happening and they really are going to need to litigate, how does that shift happen?
Well, it happens sometimes, and believe it or not, not very often.
Good.
As long as we have, because we're very selective about our clients, we want to make sure that, you know, only the right couples get involved in our program, the ones that we know are going to succeed. But, you know, every now and again, there is a couple that can't make it through. Perhaps they've made it through most of the way, but they at some point are going to need to call on private attorneys for, you know, to help them, you know, work out those final little details that they can't agree on in mediation. You know, and when that happens, you know, they may need that, but then eventually come back, and then we help them finish the process. So, very rarely do you see a situation where our couples leave mediation and then they reinvent the wheel and just start from square one and litigate. You know, that just doesn't happen because they make such great progress with us. You know?
So that means that it's not an all or nothing thing, you know, if someone goes in afraid that, but yes, what if he's hiding his condo in Colorado or something, that if that happens to come out, you know, they can still fight if they want to.
They can. And if that comes out in mediation, then we have a very strict policy. Then they are immediately, terminated and sent to private attorneys, because we have a no-tolerance policy when it comes to that. Voluntary disclosure is the most important thing in mediation, and once that's violated and breached, then we take that very seriously.
That's a great point. And then at the other end of this spectrum, do you sometimes find that all the work you do, the ancillary support, the parenting counseling and that kind of thing, can actually end up that the couple decides not to split?
Sure, and it happens. And when it does happen, there's nobody more delighted than me to find that out, because that's really part of the whole mission. The mission is to preserve families at all stages of the process, so that if we can salvage a marriage from breaking up, that's great. That's why we have our divorce support network group, which can be found on our website. And these are a group of handpicked therapists, marriage and family therapists, that if clients come to us and they're not ready yet to divorce, that we can see if we can help to salvage their marriage first. If not, then, you know, if the inevitable has to happen, then we help them through our mediation program. But, you know, the goal still there is to preserve the family throughout the process.
I love that. That's great. So let me ask if you handle situations beyond Pennsylvania, Chris.
Well, yeah, we personally, as an attorney mediator, I have mediated cases in New Jersey and Pennsylvania. So, you know, that's really the extent of it. However, our divorce and life coaches and therapists, for that matter, are available to serve clients, you know, in any of the states, really, who would need that type of support. But, you know, as far as my attorney mediation services, they would extend to Pennsylvania and New Jersey.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. So, but the culture of mediation and the ancillary services can work in for other states. So that's very cool.
Yeah.
So you mentioned earlier that mediation is kind of working its way into the system, partly because attorneys prefer streamlining the process and not dealing with totally overwrought clients. So you're part of that movement. That's neat. Do you see that in other states happening?
Do I see it? I'm sorry, was the question?
Do you see it in other states?
Oh.
Is there a movement that's identifiable in other states?
Yes, there's no question. In fact, this whole idea of alternative dispute and collaborative divorce and mediation really stems from, it's initially a West Coast phenomenon, and it was really developed out there and has made its way from there to a number of other states. So we see it there. I've seen it a little bit in the South. And, of course, it's gaining a lot of steam up here in the Northeast. So I predict that over time, eventually you're going to see it, you know, filtered in everywhere, really. And it's going to be a regular part of the process.
That's delightful. Sort of a devil's advocate question. If divorce becomes easier, you know, this is one of the big arguments that people hear about divorce. If it becomes easier, will more people do it?
Well, I guess that's a double-edged sword. I don't know. Randy, the way I answer that is that, you know, when people want a divorce, they want a divorce no matter what. And when they make that decision. So, but that being said, you know, there are a number of couples out there. I mean, and I've spoken to many of them that decide that this is what they want, but have put off the decision because they think that, like, we can't afford to do it. It's going to cost us, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars, and we don't have that kind of money. So we'd rather stay together, postpone the decision, you know, and cause more, you know, attention and anger and financial and emotional harm to our family. And that really is not healthy. So mediation gives them that opportunity that opens that door for them to move on with their lives in a healthier way and in a much more cost-effective way. But they don't have to put that decision off.
Yeah, great answer. I mean, I actually know families that, you know, they're still sharing the same house because they just can't figure out how to do the divorce. So this is a great way to do it. So before we close, as someone who's hearing this today and knows someone who's struggling with this issue, what would be the best thing for them to say to a friend that, you know, I know you guys are breaking up. I have an idea for you.
Well,
what first, might they say? What would be a dialogue?
Well, first and foremost, I would advise them to tell that friend or that family member to, you know, come into this with an open mind. They have to be open to any and all options. So once they come into it in that way, then they can be open to the idea of mediation. And another big thing, and we have another article on our website, it's called Our Guide to Approaching Separation and Divorce, and it talks about this idea of, you know, listening to well-intentioned friends and family members. And, we, you know, I always have clients that come in there and they say, well, you know, my family's telling me this, or my friend is telling me that I could, you know, this will happen to me if I go to court, or I'll get this, or I'll get that. Really learning to block those influences out, as well-intentioned as they are, many times we discover that they're unfortunately misinformed about the process. Maybe it's something they've heard, you know, through a friend, but every divorce case is different. So understanding that, first of all, being able to block out some of these, you know, influences that may misdirect you, and really understand what you can achieve in mediation. And once you're open to it, then, you know, the sky's the limit.
Oh, that's a really important point, to keep an open mind and do your own investigation. So let's give your website one more time, Chris. And
www.myhealthydivorce.com.
Excellent. There's so much information there. Please, listeners, if you know anyone who's facing this, or if you are yourself, do go to that website, and Chris and his team can help you. This is Chris Pastore of the Mainline Family Law Center, and thank you so much for being our guest on Family First and sharing a way to have a healthier divorce.
Thank you, Randy, and again, it's been a great pleasure, and you're doing great things with your show, so keep up the good work.
Thanks again. Bye now.
Take care.
We hope you've enjoyed Family First. Please tune in to our program every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, to join your host, Randy Rolfe, on the Voice America's channel. The weekend is here. It's here.